Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Her about 12 feet underneath the hole, putt will break right to left. Her pulls the putter back, strikes the ball, rolling toward the hole, Oh!
It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
And a delusional Kevin Hura will have 3 feet coming back for his double bogey.
I don't think the heavy stuff's coming down for quite some time yet.
No, I still got 2 hours. I still got more heavy stuff coming at you.
Well played, Mr. Jones. Well played.
And good afternoon, everybody. The unofficial start of the golf season for many is today. As this morning, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus struck the ceremonial tee shots at Augusta National, and the play began. Then Justin Rose at 500 par 67. Charlie Hoffman, who was the first guy off the tee this morning at 748, right after the ceremonial shots, also at 500 par 67. Phil Mickelson now has himself to 3 under par. He's now playing 16. He's just 2 shots back. And for Tiger Woods, it has been a roller coaster in the early going so far. He is 1 over. He has 2 bogeys, a birdie on the par 5 fifth, and the par 5 second. And I believe he's now playing the fifth. So he's gone bogey, birdie, par, bogey so far. And that's one thing that we talked about the other day. You know, he can be happy-go-lucky all he wants. I know he's happy to be back, but there's also reality that sets in. Well, let's see how it plays out now for the next 14 holes for him. Kevin played the video game last night.
4 under.
Files this report.
4 under. Finished 4 under and finished third. That's it. Nothing. You know, nothing more than that. I was 4 under and finished third in the par 3 challenge. But it was enough to win the silver medallion for the par 3 challenge. If you're five or more under, then you win the gold medallion, and then you get some specialty clubs. Like a chutter.
I've noticed that no one is using a chutter at the Masters.
Again, as I've said to you before, the reason no one uses a chutter at the Masters is because they're usually hitting it on the green, not next to the green. In my case, I'm usually next to the green. Thus, the need for the chutter.
I carry 4 wedges in my bag.
That's good.
Okay, 4 wedges. All right. I don't use this make-believe thing that you drummed up in your basement.
It's a great club. You're jealous. You have chutter envy.
No, I don't think anybody in the group recalled that.
Chutter envy.
I don't think anybody recalled that. Jason Day even on his day so far. A lot to talk about on today's show. The Phillies did win last night. Jonathan Papelbon says he just doesn't feel like he is a Philly. Yet he gets a. I mean, that's what he said.
I know. I've heard him say stuff like that before. Like, yeah, that should make you everybody feel warm and fuzzy about you.
And Freddie Galvis looked like he was about ready, you know, to rob the place. Did you see that look last night?
No, I missed that one.
He had the red scarf pulled up over his nose because he was so cold.
Well, I mean, it was a rather brisk night for baseball.
For what? Okay, just play. What?
Nothing.
You don't like my attitude about these things.
You have a very unique view on things. How's that?
Just play.
Just play. There's a lot of guys that would hope to be there where you're at, so just play.
I mean, this isn't all gumdrops here.
Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, Mickelson, by the way, just slid the birdie putt by the hole for about 20 on 16.
Missed the birdie.
He'll have a comeback. Have about a foot to save his par and remain at 3 under par, 2 back of the leaders, Charlie Hoffman and Justin Rose. So, yeah, Tiger's had a rather adventurous day so far. I mean, look, for him, I think it just has to be great that he's back out there. But there's going to be a reality. You can play all the practice rounds you want. In the practice round, you'll throw down 3 golf balls and hit them. Well, you'll get on the green and you'll strike 4 or 5 different putts. That's how a practice round goes. I mean, a practice round is not like you played a round with your buddies at the club. It's just not the way it goes. Here's Woods.
Well, don't they try different shots from different situations?
Sure.
In different situations?
Absolutely.
So, he had a really good or a really bad round,
right,
you've got to take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, but bogey's a bogey.
Well, but if you purposely hit one into the rough to make sure, to see what it's like playing out of the rough.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's what I do.
Or, yeah. Yeah, in fact, I feel like I'm always playing a practice round with you. This is an interesting spot.
Listen, anybody can hit it into the fairway. I like to make the course challenging.
All right. Kevin Streelman, this is a great story. Did you hear about this?
Kevin Streelman
won the par 3 yesterday. 22 under par. I'm sorry, 5 under par. Shot 22. And, of course, it's a 9-hole course, so the par is 27. So he wins it. Did you hear who's on his bag?
No.
Ethan Couch on his bag. Ethan Couch is 12 years old, I believe, maybe 13. And he has an inoperable brain tumor. They tried, and when they got in there, they said, look, we can't take it out. So his mother said, hey, I'm going to get a hold of Make-A-Wish. And I'm going to see if we can make something happen. What do you want? And he said he wanted to go to the Masters. Well, not only did they hook him up at the Masters, they hooked him up to be Kevin Streelman's caddy at the par 3 contest. And Streelman won.
That is too cool.
And what an incredible, wonderful story that is, and the power of all the negatives we hear in sports, which are always going to draw the headlines. The beauty of that, and Streelman sent out a great tweet about his close friend and personal buddy, Ethan Couch, and what it meant to have him on the bag, and Streelman won. Now, we all know that guys deliberately throw balls into the water and things like that because they don't want to win the par 3 contest. Well, he wanted to win the par 3 contest because he had this young man on his bag. And what a thrill for him. What a classy move by Kevin Streelman. Lots of pictures, and I'm sure what has to have been so far an incredible ordeal, with more of an ordeal to come. Yesterday had to be a magical day for Ethan Couch to be on Kevin Streelman's bag at Augusta National and have his guy win. Pretty good, huh? And it's very important that we find these stories in sports. Very important. Because there are a lot of really good people in sports that don't garner the headlines. that do a lot of great things and quietly do nice things like that, and that turned out to be very special. Justin Rose, Charlie Hoffman at 5 under par, Russell Henley at 4 under, Paul Casey at 4 under, Ryan Palmer at 4 under, Phil Mickelson and Ernie Els, both at 3 under par. Shockingly, Ernie Els, with his length, has never won this tournament. And by the way, Dustin Johnson and Patrick Reed, two guys I expect to be in the thick of this thing, both shot 70 today, 2 under par. And Dustin Johnson's never finished better than 13th. Masters, Augusta National. Kevin, Clown's Mouth, 8th hole on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
It's the Great Tent Event this weekend only.
Oh, I'm excited. Should I bring my sleeping bag and maybe some marshmallows?
Not that kind of tent. We're slashing prices on all vehicles.
Now, why would I get a better deal under a tent than at the dealership?
Because tents are...
No, stop. Why not just go down to Sunbury Motors Kia any day of the week and get great prices on a new Kia? In fact, I see they have 0% financing for up to 66 months on all 2015 Optimas and Fortes.
But we'll have balloons at the tent event.
That's okay. I'd rather go see the local guys at Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip in Hummel's Wharf and get a new car with a fantastic 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Or I'll check them out online at sunburymotors.com.
KMF financing to all qualified customers.
Great to have you with us.
By the way, anybody Kevin that's trying that. To download the Masters app right now, it is a little slow.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Okay. Through the whole break, all I hear is delete.
I'm going through my email.
I see. You get a lot of junk email, I take it.
No, some of these are serious, and I still delete them.
I go right to the spam folder. I know that.
Let's see. Oh, equipment sale in conjunction with the Blue-White game.
Let's what are they selling?
Looks like our broadcast headsets.
Oh, wow. Are you going to autograph them?
Sure, if you want.
Sweet.
Give me a little silver pen. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, here's one about Jim Delaney.
Might want to keep that.
Okay.
One.
Yeah, it's a personal one. Yeah. So.
Did you hear?
I'll
these...
read it later.
Did you hear? These...
I will. I'll read it later. I'm not gonna. So, you know.
The Steelers will be without a running back for 3 games. Actually, I think that's maybe. I figured 4, so I think that's appropriate.
I thought 2.
I honestly thought 4.
Okay. Well, 4 is a standard when you fail a drug test. Well, he didn't fail a drug test. He just got arrested.
Well, that's why I figured 4 would be appropriate. Didn't Blunt get 2?
I don't...
That was the report.
Wow, Bell's more guilty. Wow. But yeah, 3 games, no Le'Veon Bell. So that's why they signed D'Angelo Williams. That's why. It was funny when we had on Ed Bouchette from the Post-Gazette the other day. He said, they made a move? That was a crushing moment for you. Evidently, there just weren't any defensive backs or linebackers available in free agency. Did you see any?
Just one, and he decided to retire.
Yeah, that was interesting. He talked about what being a Jehovah's Witness, I believe.
I believe that's what it was. Yeah, and he's going to do it going on a mission.
Wow. Mark Cuban has called college basketball horrible and said it hurts the NBA.
Really?
Well, like I said, there's some elements about college basketball that need to be cleaned up. Does it hurt the NBA? Well, the NBA has never really done a great job of using the college game the way the NFL uses the college game. And part of that happens to be because of the of the fact that they have one and dones, and you can really leave school anytime you want to play. In the college game, you can't leave until after 3 years. So Jameis Winston, for example, even though he's only played 2 years of college football, he's a redshirt sophomore now. He's at least played 2 years of college football. He will walk into the NFL as a marketable commodity. He walks into the NFL as a marketable commodity. Marcus Mariota will walk into the NFL as a marketable commodity. Todd Gurley could be the steal of this draft. And you don't usually draft running backs in the first round. Because a lot of, you know, the feeling now about that position is that they're a dime a dozen. Tiger Woods in the par three. Oh, head down as the ball sails. Well, right. Now we'll get a look at his chipping. When you look at college basketball, yeah, Okafor will be a known commodity coming in. Karl Anthony Towns is going to be really good. It's so D'Angelo Russell, but are you excited to see them at the next level? As opposed to when Bird and Magic came in. Now, obviously, Magic came out and Magic only played 2 years at Michigan State. Bird was a fifth-year player at Indiana State. Well, there was a lot of excitement when they came out. Jordan played 3 years at North Carolina. There was a lot of excitement when he came out. Now, conversely, on the other side, there's a lot of excitement when LeBron James came out and he was a high school player. But there are too many players where people are, okay, who is he? Where did he play? And that's an issue with this more so than anything else. Now, it's not anything really Mark Cuban can do about. But there are certain things. You know, he does make an excellent point that the NBA, you know, for all the massive criticism that Kevin levels against it, cleaned up its act at the end of the 90s. Because there were so many games in the late 80s and early 90s, really starting with the Detroit Pistons and working their way through the New York Knicks into the mid-90s, the way they played the game, it was grind it down. 70s and 80s were the winning scores. Well, the NBA cleaned up its rules. And college basketball needs to do the same thing. They need to clean up some rules. Webb Simpson, 3 under par. We'll get his comments on Kevin's round. Kevin, you were paired with Webb Simpson today, weren't you?
Who?
Exactly my point. Russell Henley, interesting press conference today. Now, it's under the category of to each his own. Russell Henley's one shot back at 4 under par. Shot a 68. He says, look, I didn't bring a swing coach. I didn't bring my agent. I didn't bring anybody. He says, every time I do that, I have fun. So I figured, the heck with it. I'll have fun. He shot 68. You shoot a 68 at Augusta National, I can tell you right now, you had a blast.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Howdy, how you doing? Great to be with you. I think we dispense with all the quadlingual stuff that drives Kevin nuts. Masters is underway. Charlie Hoffman, 5 under par. Justin Rose, 5 under par. Their co-leaders. Phil Mickelson just bogeyed 17, falls back to 2 under. Tiger Woods is behind a tree. Figure that simplified for everybody. Phillies play tonight. They will play the Red Sox. They won last night 4-2. Jeff Francoeur hit a big three-run homer last night. And Aaron Harang pitched really well. And they'll play again tonight in Philadelphia. As for the Pirates, 2-2 with the Reds in the sixth inning. They have already endured a rain delay at Great America Ballpark. So that's where they are right now on the scoreboard. Mark Cuban says today's brand of college basketball not helping the NBA. Well, the job of the coaches in today's college basketball is to win as many games as they can. They're under great pressure. I mean, look at the Southeastern Conference as an example. Avery Johnson is now the head coach of Alabama. Rick Barnes is now the head coach at Tennessee. I mean, Mississippi State went out, hired a coach. Because what's happened is people are seeing dollar signs with what they can get out of television and out of the NCAA tournament. And that's why you're seeing such upheaval in the game. So it's up to them to win and to win as often as they can in all of this. That's what it comes down to. It comes down to winning, getting to the tournament. And in some cases, it's not just good enough to get to the tournament. You need to advance in the tournament. Rick Barnes got the tournament this year and was out of a job the next day. Dino Gaudio won a round in the tournament and lost in the round of 32, 5 years ago at Wake Forest? And it turned out that he lost his job. In fact, he was working out. He was in the weight room working out. Athletic director called him. He said, hey, come out of the office. He thought he was just going up there to just shoot the breeze. Either when the meeting was over, he had no job. Yeah, I mean, that's the pressure these guys are under. So that's why you might see some, quote, overcoaching in the game, because you're trying to come up with a way to win basketball games with the talent you have. And the NBA does a lousy job of cultivating the college game to begin with to cultivate their stars. The NFL has it all over the NBA in the ability to cultivate stars because you're playing college football for at least 2 or 3 years. Where you're an entity that once you get to the league, people can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see Todd Gurley. Can't wait to see Marcus Mariota. Can't wait to see Jameis Winston. There are a lot of people can't wait. Once he becomes eligible, they can't wait to see Christian Hackenberg as to what he'll do in the NFL. Bryce Petty at Baylor this year. Petty has a fabulous arm. Now the question is, you know, everything at Baylor was so short, he didn't get really a chance to show off his arm. But people can't wait to see if he can make it there. In the NBA, we got a glimpse of D'Angelo Russell. Okay. We got a glimpse of Jahlil Okafor. We got a glimpse of Karl Anthony Towns. Today, 7 Kentucky players announced they're going to the draft. 7. And they'll all be picked. But that's where it is today. And college basketball and college football are unique in sports. In wrestling, there's, except for the Olympics, there is no let's go someplace else. Except for the Olympics and World Championships, you're essentially done. You're finished. And the style of wrestling is different than when you wrestle in college. I mean, field hockey, Yeah, you got MLS for men's soccer, and there's a new women's professional soccer league, but, you know. And you have the WNBA with women's basketball, but, I mean, that, you know, there aren't many people watching that. And, but again, seven Kentucky players announced today that they're in. Willie Cauley-Stein, Carl Anthony Towns, the Harrison twins. So, and I think I've only seen projections on drafts here. Towns is drafted as anywhere one or two. Willie Cauley-Stein is projected in the 8 to 12 range. Devin Booker, who's a heck of a shooter, 10 to 25. Trey Lyles, who got abused by Wisconsin repeatedly, 12 to 25. Dakari Johnson, 25 to 50. Aaron Harrison, 25 to 50. Andrew Harrison, 31 to 50. And Marcus Lee is projected as a second-round player. That's the projections on the Kentucky players at this moment. Coach Cal's like, hey, we opened up space. We have room. He opened up some room. It's all good. And, of course, Le'Veon Bell out for three games for the Pittsburgh Steelers, magnifying the signing of D'Angelo Williams. As you're talking about here, not quite 20, but right around 20% of the season. You're not going to have one of the top running backs in the game. Now, the other part, too, is, I mean, he's going to come back. He should be pretty fresh. You want to take the positive out of that. He should be fresh. Now, they'll be 0-3 at that stage, and Kevin will be a basket case on the show.
After last year, I don't know. I learned a lot last year.
What did you learn?
Well, if you remember, I got a little nervous and upset right out of the gate. And then things got okay.
Ah, there you go. See? Our lad is growing.
Thanks, Dad.
Let's see.
Is Ernie Els at Amen Corner yet?
I don't know. Let's see. LeBron to sit out next two games against Celtics. Copeland suffers punctured a diaphragm after being stabbed. Arizona State job is open, and Bobby Hurley is going after that. Gee, I thought he'd show some loyalty to Buffalo. Guess not. Let's see.
What'd you call it? You said he would be the flavor of the month.
Oh, he's the flavor of the month. I mean, he'll be all over the place. Everybody loves him. Braxton Miller reinstated after a minor violation. We talked about that last week. The Colts have picked up the option on Andrew Luck for the 2016 season. That just buys them more time for a contract extension. Jurors for Hernandez trial says the TV van followed them. Great. Great. Love that. And exactly what are you going to get from the TV van following the juror's van? What are you going to get? What great story are you going to get? That they stopped at Dunkin' Donuts?
That did not make sense to me. I mean, and they said they have to come up with a good reason. What would be a good reason?
What, that they followed them?
Yeah.
There isn't a good reason.
That's my point.
Some news director sat back and said, look, this will be the shot. This is the money shot. Show the jurors in the van. Okay, it's WHDH, by the way, which usually has a pretty good reputation. It just makes no sense to me. Don't need a shot of the... I mean, look, just tell me if the guy's in, not guilty or guilty. That's all I really need to know. After that, I'm a pretty simple guy. Now, certain things are a little more complicated. Like the Tsarnaev trial was far more complicated, as I explained yesterday. Tsarnaev being found guilty on all 30 counts was not... I mean, that was a given. Everybody knew that that was a given. It isn't a single person around that thought he was going to be found not guilty of something. The entire reason that his attorney is there is for the death penalty phase in this federal trial. And she has a great reputation for keeping the death penalty away from her clients. Susan Smith, Ted Kaczynski, people like that. She represented all of them. The next phase is the phase. I mean, she barely presented a defense. So, the fact that it took 11 hours is a little bit mystifying, but that's all right. But that's why, him being found guilty, As for Aaron Hernandez, different ball game. He's found guilty, he'll be sentenced. Right? And it'll go from there. Because they're contesting his guilt. Now, Tsarnaev may have pleaded not guilty, but, the extent to which they contested guilt. Els is at 4-under par, by the way. He just birdied 13.
With the par 5.
You would be aggravating on golf. Streelman, by the way, at 2-under par. Told you the great story about him yesterday. Watson's at 1-under. Tiger's even. Is he even or 1-under? I think Tiger's 1-over. I think he's 1-over. And Le'Veon Bell suspended for 3 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy.
Really? I didn't know you couldn't drive and smoke weed.
Bell actually he's suspended for 3 games, but the first game he plays will be for free because he's being docked 4 games of pay. How about that one?
That's strange.
Bell's appealing. So...
And preseason games don't count, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm kidding. Just kidding.
Three regular season games where obviously somebody's hoping.
Hey, listen, I have no problem. He deserves this. He should get it. I have no problem with that.
Now, the argument down the road... will be this. What if he were a running back for the Denver Broncos or the Seattle Seahawks?
I guess my question is the a policy by the NFL, does that override the legal situation?
Well, you know what? He probably would not have been pulled over, right?
You wouldn't think so, but I don't know. You can possess it. I don't know if you can drive with it, though.
I don't know. That's a really good question. I don't know and don't care to know because it has zero effect on my life, personally.
See, I don't think you can actually... I think you can possess it for consumption, but I don't think... I still think that's considered... driving under the influence.
The drug policy is going to be interesting for those players who play for the Broncos, who play for the Seahawks, and who play for the Nuggets, who play for the Rockies, who play for the Mariners, who play for the Avalanche.
Here you go. According to the Colorado Pot Guide, a new DUI law is in effect in Colorado, which sets the legal limit for the amount of active THC in your system while driving. The legal limit is 5 nanograms per milliliter of blood. Unlike alcohol, where if you're over 0.08, you're impaired, it's hard to determine if a person is impaired or not based on THC levels. So there's a little bit of a debate about whether that's going to stay that way. But
wow.
Now, also, the open container law in Colorado makes it illegal to possess marijuana in a passenger vehicle of a vehicle if it is in an open container, the container with broken seals, or if there is evidence of consumption. So according to that, based on what I've been able to read and what I know about the situation, he would still have been pulled over in Colorado.
Interesting. All right. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Rory McIlroy and Phil Mickelson done for the day at the Masters in one of the feature groups, and they both did well enough. Phil shot 2 under par 70. Rory McIlroy a 1 under par 71. Neither one of them hurt themselves on today's round. Mickelson is 3 shots off the lead. McIlroy is 4. Justin Rose and Charlie Hoffman each in the clubhouse at 5 under par 67. Ernie Els on the course at 4 under. Tiger Woods, I believe Tiger is at 1 over par. I believe that's where he is right now. So that is the story at the Masters. Le'Veon Bell suspended for 3 games. One more than I thought he'd get. I thought he would get a 2-game suspension. But he ended up getting 3, and he won't be paid for a 4th, which I find interesting.
How can you... I don't understand how you can do that.
I don't know. I'm not in charge of doling out discipline. I know a lot of people think over the years that you've been suspended, but that's not true.
Wow, Ernie Els just made a beautiful shot. He's about 10 feet out, but it's rolling backwards.
What are you talking about?
Well, it looked like it was a good shot when it landed, and then it just started rolling away from the cup.
I hate when they roll the other way, don't you?
Sergio for the birdie. Bink.
Okay.
That was the sound of the ball going in. That was the sound of the ball going into the cup. Sergio now at -1.
Woods is 1 over par. Through 7. Now he has a chance to get one back here. He's about to play the par 5 8th. And he'll have a chance with his length to give himself a birdie opportunity at 8.
Is that one? Are you level today? Is the wind blowing the right way?
This is the kind of golf course where if you shoot 60. If you're a long hitter, this really is a par 69 golf course. How about that? Look, this is the fun major. It's the first one up. It's beautiful. It's green. It's warm. And not only that, but you can score. And fans like that. You can get in trouble. You can score. You can show imagination. That's what's great about the Masters. The Masters is not one of those like, well, we got to keep this thing at even par. And you watch everybody grind their way out. These guys have chance for eagles. They have chance for birdies. And they have chances for tough, tough shots. I got to give Bobby Jones and Alistair McKenzie a lot of credit. They designed a real golf course.